Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, November 22nd, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, the New York Times and Daily News have sued OpenAI and its investor, Microsoft, over suspicions that ChatGPT was trained on their copyrighted work. Now, it turns out that the lawyers' research into the training data was erased last week by OpenAI engineers, allegedly by accident. Earlier this fall, OpenAI agreed to provide two virtual machines so that counsel for the Times and Daily News could perform searches for their copyrighted content in its AI training sets. In a letter, attorneys for the publishers say that they and experts they hired have spent over 150 hours since November 1st searching OpenAI's training data. But on November 14th, OpenAI engineers erased all of the publishers' search data stored on one of the virtual machines, thus rendering all of that research done by the Times and Daily News useless. The letter states that OpenAI was later able to recover much of this data, but only in a form that makes it unusable for legal proceedings. So therefore, it can't be used against OpenAI in the case, and the lawyers in the case will have to start from scratch. In other news today, while Apple is in the midst of rolling out new Apple Intelligence features as part of iOS 18, it's also working on yet-to-be-announced features for iOS 19. According to a new report from Bloomberg, one of those features is an upgraded version of Siri powered by more advanced large language models, or LLMs. Mark Gurman reports that this is being referred to as LLM Siri inside of Apple. The upgraded assistant is currently being tested as part of a separate app, but it'll replace the current Siri interface when it launches. The report explains that while Apple plans to unveil LLM Siri as part of iOS 19 and macOS 16 next year, the new platform won't actually launch until spring of 2026. The revamped Siri will rely on new Apple AI models to interact more like a human and handle tasks in a way that's closer to ChatGPT and Google's Gemini. It will also make expanded use of app intents, which allow for far more precise control of third-party apps, and the software will be able to tap into features from Apple Intelligence, like the ability to write and summarize text. As part of iOS 18.1, Apple debuted a new design for Siri, with a few small improvements like upgrades to Apple product knowledge and better handling of multiple commands, and a new Type to Siri interface. iOS 18.2 will further upgrade Siri with ChatGPT integration. iOS 18.2 is currently in beta testing and will be released to everyone in December. Then, with iOS 18.3 and beyond next year, Siri will be able to perform app actions and understand your personal context to answer questions. None of those upgrades, however, will turn Siri itself into a chatbot. Instead, the overall structure of Siri will remain the same, with Apple instead building on top of that structure and still passing along commands to ChatGPT. So what Bloomberg is reporting here is that in iOS 19, Siri will finally get the big ground-up redesign that we've all been waiting for, and part of the goal is to bring the functionality of ChatGPT in-house instead of relying on OpenAI and emphasize the privacy benefits of Apple's platform over the competition. We are sponsored this week by CardPointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. And exclusively for 9 to 5 Mac readers, you can save 50% off CardPointers' annual and lifetime plans in celebration of Black Friday. CardPointers shows you in-depth details about rewards and offers for each of your credit cards, and most users save over $750 a year thanks to those tips and tricks. Again, you can save 50% off CardPointers' lifetime and yearly upgrades with the link in the show notes below. My thanks to CardPointers for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Apple's first M4 Macs are finally here in the form of the MacBook Pro, iMac, and Mac Mini. But before long, Apple is set to bring the M4 to the rest of its Mac lineup, starting with the MacBook Air and eventually expanding to the Mac Studio and Mac Pro. Apple's most popular Mac, the MacBook Air, just scored a surprising 16GB RAM upgrade last month, but a whole new model is still coming next year. The M4 MacBook Air is expected to arrive in spring of 2025, and it could feature upgrades like a more capable neural engine, improved battery life, and an upgraded 12-megapixel center stage camera. Both the 13-inch and 15-inch MacBook Air will be updated simultaneously to the M4. Apple is not expected to introduce a hardware redesign this time around. The MacBook Air was redesigned not long ago with the M2, so that current industrial design is here to stay. The last two Macs to get the M4 chip will unsurprisingly be the most powerful. The Mac Studio and Mac Pro are expected to launch M4 updates around the middle of 2025, perhaps at WWDC. It's expected that the Mac Studio will be available with an M4 Max chip and an M4 Ultra chip configuration, while the new Mac Pro will be available in that M4 Ultra version. Whether or not Apple has other changes in mind for the Mac Pro and the Mac Studio remains to be seen. But the important thing to keep in mind is that both of those machines are still on the M2 and skipped the M3 generation altogether. So this will mark the first time that Apple's entire Mac lineup is upgraded to its newest processor family, and sometime next year, every Mac you'll be able to buy will be powered by the M4. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join, and you can save 20% for a limited time this holiday season on annual subscriptions. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.